This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's an excellent idea, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Nikki, whom I gave a minor homework assignment. She has a sister-in-law that she thinks really let down the team, that her sister-in-law's mother had a major fall and was in rehab and then moved home. And sister-in-law, who we'll now call Sarah for lack of a better term, left, went to Florida, and Nikki is not amused. And the complication here is that Nikki and Sarah have worked out a really nice relationship, a nice friendship in the last couple of years, and Nikki really doesn't want to lose it, but she's clearly not amused by Sarah's behavior. So I said, all right, Nikki, compose, you know, a note or a speech or whatever, and you can pretend that I am the infamous Sarah and tell me what you want to say, and then we'll work on it together. All right, so, Nikki, the floor is all yours.
All right, well, so I'm just going to keep it very simple. I was just going to say, you know, listen, I love you, and I just need for you to know that I've had all these feelings about what happened recently, and I've been very angry and upset, and I feel like I need to tell you because otherwise I'm going to harbor these feelings, and I don't want to do that because I want us to have a relationship, and I don't want animosity in the family, and I was hoping that you could just hear that and maybe help me understand why you thought it was okay for you not to be part of the team, especially in light of, and I forgot to tell you this, Dr. Joy, that my husband has some very serious health problems, and I was quite, I had a lot of problems myself this past year as well. So it's not like we were dealing with, you know, people that were up and ready to go
and
do it all.
All right. Let me tell you the problem about that, and then let me give you something to think about, and then we're going to work on it again together. What do you think her response to that? If someone said to you what you said to her, which is, I really love you, but I'm really furious with you because I think you didn't do what you should have done.
Right.
What do you think your response is? What would your response be to that if someone said that to you?
I don't know.
All right. Well, look, one of two things. That either you feel that that's an accurate criticism, at which point you're going to have one. You either think it's accurate or you think it's inaccurate. If you think it's accurate, there are only two options. One is to be furious and defensive, and I can't believe you said that, and you don't know what my life
right,
is like,
and
I'm so
that.
Stressed.
And
okay.
Yeah,
the other is to say, all right, wait. And the other is to say, you're absolutely right. I let the team down. What would you like me to do about this? All right. So the 50-50 chance. Now, if she thinks that that's not a fair criticism, she's going to be furious. So
right.
You've got three options here. Only one of them have any possibility of being positive. I don't like those odds particularly. So let's see if there's something else to do. Now, what I want to do is I want to give you, for a moment, I'm going to sidetrack you and give you a slightly different perspective, and then we're going to go back to this, hoping that the sidetrack might give you a little bit different perspective. I had a friend who was in very similar situations, and she had a mother. Her mother actually lived to 103, I think, but was in failing health. Very similar, it sounds like, to your mother-in-law, in that she was cognitively intact, but mm-hmm. became weaker and weaker. And I can't remember if there was a catastrophic fall or not, but she had a healthcare worker who was with her, but my friend had both a brother and a sister, which I didn't know anything about. And I was her friend, and so she would tell me from time to time how really irritated she was at her siblings because they didn't do anything to help, and she felt
I hear that all the time.
Okay, hang on. And that the entire responsibility fell on her shoulders. And I remember saying at the time, look, your mom is, I think at the time she was like 98 or 99 or something. I said, at some point your mom's going to die just because, I mean, people don't live a whole lot longer than this. And you're going to have the sense that you did everything you could, and they're not. and they're going to have a much harder time dealing with her death than you will, which is not to say you won't miss her, but you were the real real involved daughter.
Mm.
I don't think it was the daughter-in-law. I think it was her mom, not her mother-in-law. And didn't think any more about it because, you know, I'm always going off sort of explaining to people why they shouldn't be unhappy because it'll just make them worse, not better. And didn't think anything more about it. And about 2 or 3 years later, she came. I was someplace and she threw her arms around me and she said, "Thank you so much." I said, "You're welcome." "For what?" And she said, "Mom died 3 days ago, and I feel okay about it. I felt like I was with her and helped her, and both my brother and sister are just devastated." She said, "Thank you so much." So there is that option. 'Cause, all right, so let's go back. What I'm saying is there are people who can do what they need to do and people who cannot. And it's not that I don't think one of them is better than the other, because I do. I do think that people can, there are people who can rise to the occasion. It was like Manny was saying earlier the email person who said that people rise to the challenge of adversity. I said, not everybody. Your sister didn't. She didn't. And whether she should have or not is an interesting philosophical point, but irrelevant. She didn't. So the point is, either she knows she doesn't, she didn't, and she feels lousy about it. She knows she didn't, or she doesn't know she didn't, so she doesn't feel anything about it. Again, those are still 50-50 odds, and if you want to keep her as a friend, I think what you need to do is figure out at what one of the things that I posited as a hypothetical response on Sarah's part was say, what can I do to make this up to me? So I think at this moment, rather than say, man, you blew it, and I am disappointed in you. I thought you were a different person, and I'm angry you left it on our shoulders, because that's not going to get you any place. Except she's going to be angry with you, or she's going to. I mean, people just don't respond very well to that.
I couldn't agree with you more either about there's the doers and there's the don't doers.
Okay, exactly. So let's figure out at this moment as a way to both offset your fury, preserve the friendship, and also offer her something, because she's not completely oblivious. Let her deal with her own guilt. By you pointing it out, she's going to transfer it to you, which means she doesn't have to deal with it anymore. Nikki is always complaining. She's Saint Nikki the Divine. She's always saying how wonderful she is. And that doesn't do you any good. Doesn't do the relationship any good. And most importantly, it transferred the responsibility of guilt from her shoulders, where it belongs, to yours. Because if she doesn't know that she blew it, then she's hopeless. And if she does know she blew it, let her deal with that. Let her live with that, not you. But at this moment, to both offset your guilt, and also we're assuming that she's not a bad person, just a limited person.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that she's just limited. That she just saw the entire world coming down on her shoulders. And if she's the oldest, she may feel that she's always had to take care of everybody, and she just was, you know, she'd had this trip planned, and this is what she always did, and yada, yada. So, for example, if what you'd like at this moment, and you need to give some thought to what would make it okay. For example, if mom needs some physical therapy, or let's just make it something fun, that mom's caretakers have decided that mom would really benefit from a massage every week, because we know that one of the things that is both healing to people and also keeps their immune system intact is old people tend not to get touched very much. And we know that massage is a really wonderful way of doing it. Americans are the only one who think of it as sexy. Everybody else thinks of it as beneficial. So saying to sister-in-law, we were just thinking that one of the things that you might like to be able to contribute to mom's care is a weekly massage. And I've done some investigation, and if you'd like, I can send you that information. And that might offset it for you, that she's now doing something. My guess is if you gave her something to do or something to contribute, that she might rise to the occasion, because it's limited, it's specific, it offsets her responsibilities. You think about it for a minute, I'll come right back to you, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Nikki looks like had to go on to other things. But the point being that that we do what we can in this life, and we hope others do as well. And this may be one of those time where I trot out. I was having dinner with some friends, and they said, well, our favorite joyism around the house, who knew that they had favorites, let alone any joyism, is they said, beware of expectations, and mine is actually expectation is the death of serenity. Expectation says everything about you and nothing about the other person. And expecting people to rise to the challenge, expecting them to do the same thing, expecting them to understand. Whenever you're using the word expect, there should be a skull and crossbones superimposed across your retina that says, be careful here. Because expectations have nothing to do with them. It has to do with you. And so being mad at somebody because they didn't meet your expectations is certainly not uncommon, but it's unwise. And again, saying to somebody, you really let me down, is not tantamount to necessarily a positive discussion. Saying to somebody, can we talk about this? I could use a little help here. And especially if you'll give somebody something specific to do. There are people in this life who feel that if they offer anything, that the entire burden is going to be on their shoulders. And so sometimes just saying, this would be helpful, or can you help out here? But actually, saying, can you help out here, is not nearly as effective as saying, we could use 2 hours a week from you, or we could use $30 a week from you, or it would be really helpful if you could volunteer one trip a week to the supermarket. The more specific you could make your request, the more likely somebody is to either take you up on it because it's limited, or to negotiate it. When you say we could use some help, people have notions of everything being piled on their shoulders, and if they weren't going to volunteer to begin with, that's unlikely to motivate them to do anything except to say, oh, well, I'm really busy, or you're doing such a great job, which is just going to infuriate you. So it's a very good idea, if you're going to ask somebody for something, to be very specific about what it is, or even say to them, could you tell me what you'd be comfortable doing, which is not a bad idea. Or here's a list. Do any of them appeal to you, or can you suggest something else? All right? Because limited responsibility tends to be much more effective than a global statement that says, okay, creep, you're not doing what you should be doing. Okay? And again, as with Nikki, it's a great idea to practice your speech on somebody else and then ask yourself, if someone were about to say this to me, what would my response be? So, and the I love you at the beginning is certainly not a bad statement, but basically everything after that says you let me down. You know, I expected you to behave better and you didn't. Okay? So if you can let go of the anger, then you're able to negotiate better. What is it? Revenge is a dish best eaten cold. And I'm not really even talking about revenge. I'm just talking about getting some help in a specific way that will make you feel well disposed toward the person who didn't offer the help but may be willing to come through on a specific suggestion. The issue here is specific, isn't it? Okay, speaking of which, here's a wonderful example of specificity. Let me give you the phone number again, 855-99-DR-JOY. Facebook is clarifying their rules for content because they've been running into some problems, as have all social media, Twitter and Reddit, including a definition of nudity, which I personally felt that the world really needed a definition of nudity. Let's see if I can find here their definition. Genitals, fully exposed buttocks, explicit images of sexual intercourse. Well, those are content it's going to remove under its prohibitions to get nudity. So I guess that you can be nude as long as, never mind. It was restricting the display of nudity because some audiences in the global community could be sensitive to such content because of their cultural background or age. Facebook has 1.39 billion monthly active users at the end of December, with 82% of its daily active users located outside the U.S. and Canada. Did you know that? Would you have guessed that? 82%.
Wow, yeah.
Did you know that there's something, I read a statistic that said only 41% of the world uses computers?
Really?
Yeah, that's less than half.
Yeah.
So there we go.
That's two-fifths, basically.
yeah. Website, it said it would remove content that appears designed to target persons with the intention of degrading or shaming them, identify and shame private individuals, use of modified images to degrade a person, and the repeated targeting of people with unwanted friend requests or messages. Social media is under increasing pressure to moderate content on their sites after several instances of posting material that was found to be defamatory or aimed to harass and fully and bully people. And sort of Jennifer Lawrence suggesting that the pictures that were, I think, were those on Instagram? I can't remember where they were, but she said that that was a sex crime.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why you would have naked pictures of yourself, but I suppose if you want naked pictures of yourself, that, I mean, doesn't that occur to you that maybe if there aren't naked pictures that exist of me, then I don't have to worry about them being hacked?
Especially if you're a celebrity. I mean, because...
Well, presumably she did it before, although she's not very old. She's, what, 23 or 24, so I don't know, but...
Does she take these pictures before she's big?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, that's usually what happens is people took them, that actresses who were sort of going the, I don't know, not porn exactly, but you know, it's certainly a well-known trajectory for young, attractive women to sort of publicize pictures of themselves that are more explicit than they would do when they got better known. I don't know.
But I even look at the case of, like, Kate Upton and Justin Verlander. I mean, that's... It's kind of like, what are you thinking? Why are you taking those pictures in the first place? I mean, I get it, but it's kind of one of those things where you're a famous person. You're a high-profile person. You're... Especially in Kate Upton's case, where she has, you know, pretty much every male on the planet that wants to see her naked anyway. You know, you know what I mean? So it's
thank you
like,
for sharing that, Manny. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's...
Well, I mean, yeah, it just seems to me that... And someone's going to argue, well, you should be able to have naked pictures of yourself.
Right.
And, of course, I'm not much of a photographer. I've always felt like that a photograph puts something between me and the experience. So I'm not much of a photographer. But it does occur to me that if you don't put yourself in that position, I mean, who are you sharing naked pictures with? And if it's an intimate person, why would you not just be naked with them as opposed to have pictures naked
right.
of them?
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe what we need to do is just have sculptures done, because I don't know that Facebook is going to put sculptures up. Twitter modified its policies last week to prohibit the posting of intimate photos and videos taken without a person's permission. Now, how you would know that they gave permission or not is not clear to me. Users can have their accounts locked until the offensive material, which will remain hidden for public view, is removed. Reddit's also banned the posting of stolen nude photos and revenge porn. I love the term revenge porn. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Kenneth Branagh's and Lily James's Cinderella lived happily ever after over the weekend. It made about $70 million, and it made about almost $140 million worldwide, including breaking records in China. It made $25 million in China. Yeah, the idea that Disney is over the moon about it, as you can imagine, and the fact that Maleficent was one of their big hits, which I think eventually made $378 million or something worldwide, but didn't do as well as a Cinderella, and presumably Angelina Jolie is a much better known person than Lily James. But it's Kenneth Branagh's biggest opening ever, so everybody's pleased. As I said, you know, I went in thinking, you know, what do we really need another Cinderella, especially from Disney? And but it's really a charming movie. And among other things, shows that either a lot of men went to see Lily James, which is possible, but that the idea was, as I mentioned, you got Cinderella for the girls and you've got Run All Night for the boys. But the boys did not run all night, and a lot of people went to go see Cinderella. So there you go. I think Cinderella on Friday did better than the other 9 movies in the top 10 put together. So we knew that it was headed for glory and kicked Liam and Ed's butt. What can I tell you? With their little glass slipper. All right, we haven't done an email yet this week, although the week is new, so
only an hour and a half.
Come on, yeah. All right, I'm impatient. Well, because what happens, I remember being on a panel like 10 years ago, and I said, beware emails, because first of all, when people send them, they expect them to be responded to, and they expect them to be responded to quickly. So we try and sort of keep up with the emails. All right. Speaking of which, though, before I go to emails, having just talked about Facebook and Twitter and Reddit, one of the things I think we're going to put up on Facebook is, do you think there should be restrictions on the Internet? And if so, what and why? Okay. So because I think obviously all of you who are Facebooking me are using the Internet, and I'd just be interested in what your responses were. I think the idea that Facebook finds it necessary to find nudity, and if you think about it, they're really not talking about nudity. They're talking about full frontal nudity, number one, and full backal nudity. Is there such a word as backal? If there's frontal, there should be backal, right? Right? I mean, that's the logic of it. All right, backal nudity. Apparently, you're allowed half a buttocks, but not the full. So that's... And apparently arms and legs play no part in any of this. I think Twitter was saying people had to use their real name. And drag queens and LGBT raised the roof. They said, no, we don't want to use our real names. The whole thing, it's an interesting phenomenon. And we're just seeing the birth of it, I think. All right, so let's do an email, having now said that we wanted to be timely and responsive, so...
All right, this email is from Ezra. Ezra says, hello, Dr. Brown. Well, first, let me say that I'm one of your biggest fans, listening to your show on 800 AM most of the days, and it is really amazing. I believe you've helped a lot of people in trouble. So I'm looking for some advice.
You.
I'm looking for some advice myself. I tried to reach you at that telephone number on your site, but without any luck, I am afraid.
Oh, no. I wonder what happened.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Let us know. Yeah, if it needs to be between noon and 3 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be, and depending, well, CKLW is the Twitter, so you're an hour behind us. So it would be between 11 and 2 your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my time as well, because I'm in the same.
Well, that's true. You're in the same time zone. True, true.
Yep.
Okay.
Ezra goes on to say, so I have twins, a boy and a girl, who are 11 years old, and one of them, the boy, is a special needs child. My daughter is great now. She's really bright and an intelligent girl with an A level at school. The problem is she's being bullied by her classmates. The classmates made my daughter feel so low and sad. She was highly upset, and she said she feels so sad that she could harm herself. So the same girls report that to the office, and my girl got in trouble. The office called me, and we discussed the incident. I was really in shock and so afraid at the time. I knew that wasn't my daughter talking. Something was wrong. I talked to my daughter and saw myself she said that because she felt sad and had no one to turn to at the time. I know my child the best. We talk a lot about a lot of things, and I know she is so innocent and so naive, but really happy, bright, helpful, and nice, and a well-mannered girl. Less than 2 weeks later, they called me from the school office again with my daughter's journal in hand. They showed me some of her writing. I saw some really disturbing words that she wrote the same day she was called to the office the first time. And from there, the battle began. The girls that my daughter's having a problem with were sneaking through her stuff, and they stole the journal and brought it to the office. My daughter was in the office all day. Child Aid Services was involved, too. But as soon as they found out how we are living and that we are a perfectly healthy family and a happy family, apparently they didn't have a case. I was mad because the school didn't do anything to help my girl except bullied my girl themselves. I asked for an immediate transition of my daughter to another classroom, and they said they will consider it. I'm also disappointed because they highly offended my daughter and even made things worse with encouraging and even awarded those girls with a Student of the Month title for well-being and caring, even though they were bullying and stealing from my daughter. I'm wondering what's next. Is my girl going to come home and say that those girls start biting her because the school gave them a go? Please. I would appreciate you forever if you reply with any helpful advice. Thank you.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Understand that your daughter may have a different persona at home than she does at school, and that certainly sounds the case, that at home she's happy and carefree, and at school not so much. And having a twin who's special needs may make her feel that the only way to get attention is to be needy. And so we need to be a little bit careful of that. And it's a very common phenomenon in situations where there's one child who has special needs, that it can easily translate to other children, to the other children in the family, that the only way to get attention from mom and dad or from the world at large is to be needy. So that's number one. You need to be very careful about that, that she's not neglected because she seems to be this carefree, happy child. I'm not sure any child at 11 is completely carefree and happy. And you need to make sure that you don't have unconsciously a vested interest in believing that of her so that you can spend more time with your special needs son. Okay? And that doesn't make you a bad parent because it's squeaky wheel when it comes to parenting. But this sounds like a child who's very sophisticated on that level and very aware. I'm not sure that I would share your perception that she's all that naive. So number one, and I think that becomes the most important message from this, of make sure that the family structure gives her time and attention so she doesn't feel that the only way to get time and attention either at home or at this particular point at school is to be damaged, is to be needy. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the issue of bullying. Let me just talk about that in general, and then specifically with respect to your daughter. I think the way to deal with bullying is not with the bullies, but with the child. If she refuses to be bullied, if she goes and tells the school about it, or tells you about it, or laughs at them, or just ignores them, and I know that that's not easy to do, but the response to bullying has to be to strengthen the victim, not to try and bring down the bullies, because the school system is a very closed ecosystem. And if you go to school and say, these girls are bullying my daughter, what the girls will then do, the bullies will then do, is say, well, you know, you had to have your mom or your dad come to school. You can't even do it for yourself. You're such a baby. So it will make things worse, not better. Going to the parents will have exactly the same effect. So it's really important to help your daughter become stronger about it, of saying whether you do role-playing with her. And it's certainly a more tedious and difficult road, but in the long run, strengthens her. And there are going to be bullies everywhere, if not only when you're 11, but when you're 18 and when you're 40 and when you're 140. So learning to deal with people who don't like you and deciding that you don't have to like them back. You don't actually have to turn the other cheek, but you have to appear to not care. And so maybe all of us need to be better actors, but and to find other people with whom she can relate in school. Bullies tend to be the popular kids, and they band together. And the kids get victimized because they want to be liked by those kids. So all the bullies have to do is withdraw their affection or their attention, and they're bullies. Let me come back and talk a little bit about the diary, all right, in the school system. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol,
as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-993-7569. Ezra, I'm not sure why the number didn't work, except you may have been doing it at the wrong time of day. But and you can always leave a message, and we'll call you back. Ezra has twins that are 11, and one is a special. His son is special needs. His daughter has been a bright, happy child who is all of a sudden having problems at school because she's being bullied. And I'm saying you need to be careful in a family with one child who has special needs, because it often can send the message to the other children, in this particular case the other twin, that the way to get attention, to get mom and dad to pay attention, is to be needy. And that obviously isn't going to work at home per se, because I'm just going to say your brother needs this, but to be aware that all God's children need attention, and if you can't get it for doing something positive, you're doing it for something negative. And I'm struck by the difference between your perception of your daughter and the school's perception of your daughter, which is of a depressed child. So let's go back. So that's the primary takeaway, hopefully, here, is that there has to be some sense that your daughter can get more than perfunctory attention for being the bright, wonderful, charming kid she is. That kids should not have to compete for attention from a parent, but realistically, that's exactly what the deal is. That there are only one or two parents, and there's can be endless number of children. Is what some woman who had 69 children, but I don't want to think about that. So that there is that imperative for parents to figure out special time for kids. And I think part of it is just devoting, for example, Friday afternoon or Wednesday afternoon or something, so that each kid feels that even though they may get vaguely short shrift during the week, that they have their particular time with one parent or the other, or both, preferably, without having to share or compete with the other child. So that's number one. That's the most important part. Second of all, with respect to the school and bullying, you hear me all the time say that parental interference can make things significantly worse. You do need to keep an eye on your child, but one of the ways of dealing with bullying rather than trying to bring down the bullies, which seldom works, is to strengthen the victim and say, all right, what would it take for you to do this? What if you pretended you didn't care about this? And again, quite often, bullies are people who've been bullied in the past, which is, I guess, in partial answer to the email question earlier of why does power corrupt? And bullying is certainly a good example of that. The third is the school's response. Because this is turning into being a he said, she said kind of thing, or she said, she said, that these kids were rewarded because they felt that that your daughter was expressing self-destructive tendencies. And so that's why they were rewarded. Now, it may be important to point out that some of those self-destructive tendencies may have come from these very same girls. And maybe one of the things for, if I were the guidance counselor, I'd probably get all these kids in the room together and point out that that we're all on this planet together and we're going to reward good behavior and we're going to begin not reinforcing this. I don't know, stealing a kid's notebook seems to me to fall heavily into a gray area of them feeling that they were, let's give these little brats the benefit of the doubt, at least temporarily, of feeling that this child was in fact suicidal, said she was going to harm herself. Do they have some responsibilities? Could they have done this without stealing her book? Does writing in her book at school make any sense? There are a number of issues here. But rather than decide that these other 11 little girls are the enemy, which I'm not suggesting that they're innocent. 11-year-old little girls can be nasty little creatures. And your daughter can be probably a nasty little creature as well out of your sight. But explain to your daughter that she doesn't have to give in to this, that there are other people to be friends with. I'm not sure that changing classes is going to work for her, because the rumors will be why she changed classes and who the kids were that were bothering her before. And that's the problem about changing schools or changing situations, is that sense of vulnerability will go with your daughter. So, and maybe finding a therapist for your daughter for two reasons. First of all, it may be more effective in teaching her how to do some role-playing and how to stand up to these kids. And nobody bullies somebody that they stand up to. I remember a call that I got when I was very first on the air of somebody who called and said that their kid was being bullied. And I said, well, give the kid some extra money and take everybody out for ice cream. And some guy called and said, Brown, that's the world's worst advice. What you should do is wait till there's do it at recess with a lot of teachers around and pop the guy one. And he'll never bother you again. And that I'm not sure that it's hard for me ever to advocate violence as a response to anything. But your daughter, in finding some way to stand up to these kids, is going to be more effective in the long run of both stopping the bullying and making your daughter feel good about herself. The snitching of the, you know, I would probably point out to the school that the snitching of the diary is really pretty crappy, and that if they were, the only reason they would snitch the diary in theory in their own little minds or the school's mind is to prevent this kid from hurting herself, but all they had to do was go to the school counselor and say that she said she's going to hurt herself. And it would have had exactly the same effect without stealing the notebook. So I think stealing the notebook falls really into a very gray area that the school should be much less supportive of. So in conclusion, I guess, the school is going to be – there are a lot of schools who have zero bully tolerance. Zero tolerance
zero
for bullying.
Zero tolerance, yeah.
Yeah. And that may be to go online and find the specifics of it, because it's become a much more popularized and popular and widespread phenomenon. So you can find that and give that to the school of saying, okay, my daughter may have been the latest victim of it, but it's ongoing. And I know the school system is caught in, if you've got three little girls who say one thing and one little girl who says another, you're more likely to believe the three little girls just because it's 3-1. That doesn't necessarily mean that those three little girls are being honest or being moral or being anything else. So the school sort of saying, we don't care who started this. This will not be tolerated, and we'll dump all of you out. We'll suspend all of you, is a very effective thing to do. Important for your daughter to feel that she can get attention without being needy, without being victimized, both at home and at school, that you have special time with her. And I know being a parent is an exhausting job, but it is really important to set aside specific time for each of our kids so that they know that they have, that they're important to us, that they don't have to act out to get attention. And that seems to me to be the underlying issue here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.